This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 9.07 and it is almost Friday.
How is it not Friday?
I feel like this week's gone by so fast.
I don't know how.
I'm so sorry that it's dragging for you, Vinny.
It's dragging for me, too.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Well, Monday was a doozy.
All the days are doozies.
No. Nope. Nothing ever has... Monday was huge.
And Monday and Tuesday actually were sort of, you know, terrible days.
Yeah. A doozy.
Yeah. So I feel here we are already. It's Thursday.
All right. Well, you know what? Whatever.
Yeah, I guess. I'm sorry it's dragging for you, Vin.
That's okay.
Hey, you guys, the Zac Brown Band, they're playing at Shoreline on the 27th. What That's a darling
nice.
Song. Isn't that so sweet?
Requested by Human Khalili.
Human.
Human June. The Zac Brown Band, they're at the Shoreline Amphitheater on the 27th of this month, and we have tickets every day this week, all day long. So now's your first shot, 800-400-3697. We'll take caller number 97 right now. You have another chance at 11, at 3, and at 5 on the 05s.
All right, so we'll do a few texts. Tommy Igo's in the batting circle right now, getting ready to step up.
You can watch the show, radioalice.com/watch. He's nothing if not a ham.
I was thinking the same thing right now.
Well, he's a star.
He's got some interesting shows to promote, too. I can't wait to hear him explain the one where a painter will perform while he does. Weird, but okay.
I know. I have questions about
coming
that.
Up in just a second. Here are your texts, 800-400-3697. On the DNA test, Native American applies to all the Americas, South, Central, North.
Oh, is that so?
I got 60% Native American too, says 209, but they don't specify what kind of Native American. They include North or South America.
Oh.
I'm Mexican, so that's why I got Native American.
And she's...
That makes sense.
Guatemalan.
Yes. That makes sense now.
I wonder, though, if she could still apply.
To get benefits of being Native American, you have to find your tribe, and they have to accept you.
Oh! That's tricky.
Uh-huh.
Boy, that sounds like a lot of work.
I'm 100% Native American. There is no free college or automatic casino royalties.
Oh, that's too bad.
Just FYI.
Yeah.
That's a myth, huh?
You had the short end of that stick. Because you were in the right place at the right time or something.
Yeah, jeez. We thought there was a better deal.
Yeah, I thought, it seems like it's, pretty good if you can get it.
Mm-hmm. 3/4 of the Blue Angels pilots are from the Bay Area.
Oh,
Los
really?
Altos, Danville, and Fremont.
How exciting.
That's just 925 saying stuff, though. Yeah. We don't know. What do they know?
Well, maybe they know.
Planes wasting thousands of gallons of fuel,
making
too much noise, scaring dogs, and veterans.
Oh,
boy.
Stop it.
Sheesh.
Just relax. Let
okay,
people
it's
have
not for
fun.
Everybody.
Is that 415-596?
Human engineering and ingenuity on display, but oh my God, the admissions.
You know, and it gives them a chance to practice.
Sure.
The news was reporting this morning.
408 says, most crunchy goodbye to Scott ever.
Yeah, it was
uncomfortable.
Oh, don't worry about it. He's fine. I've already talked to him like 20 times since then.
He's already texted me.
He's very needy. He's a very, very needy person.
Thanks for mentioning teachers. We work hard for our money.
Yes, you do.
I just got a text from him, too.
You did?
Oh, Jesus, Scott. Relax.
Traitor.
He said, I'm right down the street at the Bay Club. If you change your mind, you need me.
I was kidding, Scott.
If Tommy falls flat, I'm right here. I'm available.
I don't think that would ever happen with Tommy.
Nah, we're going to be all right, buddy. You just go get your exercise. Have some fun.
Forget about it.
We'll check you out another time.
Shawnee says, Shawnee's one of our listeners.
Shawnee Wani.
415. Scott was great at the Hot Monk. Lots of new stuff. Shawnee.
Nice. Yeah, I handed him actually 3 pages of text that said how great he was.
Well,
it was just a few, two bad ones, but the rest were good.
Give Vinny a point. because I got the date of your Christmas
show. I gave you a prize. You get three tickets to the show.
Nice.
Put some headphones. Listen, those horns are loud. You put some headphones on that daughter of yours, and she'll be rocking out. Are you kidding me?
Oh, the kid can come?
I don't see why not. Can the kid come to the? Can his four-year-old come to the?
Yeah.
It's all Christmas songs.
Yeah.
I mean,
he's
come
saying,
on.
Yeah, for sure.
Come on, Benny.
510 says
Sleep
we went
at
to
my
the
house.
We went to the second show of Empire Strike. We went to second show of Empire Strikes Back at Single Theater as a kid. Some bleep hole came out screaming, "Darth Vader is Luke's father!"
Oh my God.
My dad wanted to kill the guy.
That's a defensible murder right there. You ruin.
No! I can't believe it. Someone came running out enthusiastically and screaming the biggest spoiler.
Don't do it, people.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Ellen and Michelle Obama going to CVS is also very funny, Sarah. Oh,
well, listen, they're very charming, adorable people. We posted up Ellen and Oprah at a supermarket.
Right.
Having fun with melons.
Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
That was pretty cute.
It is cute.
Hold this. Now hold this. Oh my God, Vinny raging during the music segment is killing me. He had some major tantrums, but I agree with his order. Priest, LL, Eurythmics.
Yeah.
Meters are classic New Orleans funk.
Yeah.
Late 60s. Basically, they rule. The drummer invented
in
second line drumming.
Do
you know second?
Zigaboo Motorist.
You know the guy?
Absolutely.
Oh my.
He lives around here.
Oh. Oh, I'm sure he was thrilled to hear I'd never heard of him.
Zigaboo.
But it's funny because as soon as I heard the one song, I was like, oh, I've heard that. Like I didn't know the one with the singing. I don't think shout or something or sing.
415 says Link Ray equals Pulp Fiction.
Oh. Yeah, it was a nice a wide variety of nominees this year for the Rock Hall. Oh, they're making the switch over there.
It's almost time.
It is. Tommy's going to be shot out of a cannon. He's in there jogging in place.
Well, you saw the movie too, though, right?
I did.
So are you going to be part of this?
No, they've worked a whole thing
out.
No,
you can chime in.
I'll chime in occasionally, but they've worked a whole thing.
Come on! It's finally time for the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show to peak for the week. It's Scott Capurro. Oh, wait. Never mind. That guy's been replaced. It's the new guy. The little drummer boy.
Oh, the little drummer boy.
Legit Tommy. The movie review with Hooman and Tommy. Tommy.
Woo! Great job.
Nice one.
Wow.
Is that Tommy Drummond?
That's actually Tommy Drummond. Yes, correct.
He's pretty good.
So before we get to the movie review, you want to tell us about those shows you got coming up or something like that?
You mean the one that Sarah was looking at me very skeptically at with the artist?
Yeah. You're saying you're doing something where an artist is going to have three canvases on the stage and paint while you guys perform?
Right. So this is
what
the
in the tempo of it?
No, it's not tempo. It's,
I don't know.
He's an artist. He's going to do like whatever, you
like
know.
Landscapes or something?
So this is actually a thing I did first in Japan when I used to do, there was an artist just two, like me playing and an artist just... Like, we just do free form for an hour.
Oh.
And it's just whatever comes out of the artist is the piece of art that was created that particular moment. So this guy, which we've done a couple times so far, and this is actually the thing I'm taking on tour through the country in February. We're going to go out for a month. It's called The Art of Jazz. So we're going to play our show, right?
Yeah.
And he's got three canvases that he works on, and he's also like this, you have to see the bleed, like he does art on an iPad. And I don't mean like, you know, etch a sketch. I mean like actual, like amazing
right.
depth and stuff. And it's all like on a projector.
Oh, so it's not actual canvases. It's some kind of projector.
It's a canvases too.
Okay.
Because traditional media.
What's his name?
Jeremy Sutton. And
look him up.
Yeah, look him up.
He's bad.
So this one is happening at the Throckmorton this month.
The 21st.
Okay.
Yeah. So he's over on the side painting.
Uh-huh.
So it's a way to draw in, like, you know, people who, like, maybe are, like, scared of the word jazz. You
yeah.
know? And then, you know, and there's people who need to see art who are only into music. So we're, like, coming at it from multi-artistic.
Sure. That's fun. I think that's pretty cool.
Neat.
And then we auction it off. They auction the pieces off in the lobby on a silent auction so people can leave with the, so there's.
That's really cool.
So we did a Prince thing where we did all prints, and he did three canvases of different Prince-esque kind of. One was a portrait, and others were inspired by the
purpley.
Yeah,
his
exactly.
art is good. I'm looking at it.
I'm watching a show from Yoshi's.
Oh, so this is Tommy in the background.
Yeah, that's rad. I mean, if you enjoyed the show, there's the art on your wall now that you bought at the show that night.
That's a really cool idea.
It'll never be recreated.
No.
Because we do a different show every time, so he creates different pieces every time. Right. You know? So it's pretty cool, yeah.
So the 21st of October, are there still tickets available for that, or is that one sold out?
No, not yet. I think it just went on sale like a couple days ago.
Okay.
Cool.
All right, everyone.
All right. Dun,
dun, dun. Here is your review of Blade Runner 2049, starring Ryan Gosling, Harrison Ford, Jared Leto, Robin Wright Penn, and Ana de Armas.
Mm. Oh, is that?
We're going to talk about her in a second. So this film takes place 30 years after the original, and there's a new Blade Runner who literally unearths a mystery which could plague society into chaos. I know that doesn't tell you anything. We're not allowed to tell you about the plot because it'll give away the whole film. So we want you to go in there completely blind. First of all, Tommy Igoe, the most obvious question is, do you need to see the original 1982 version of Blade Runner in order for Blade Runner 2049 to make sense? Yes or no?
Absolutely not. It stands on its own. It's autonomous. It's anyone can see it. You do not need to see the original.
I cannot disagree more.
I thought it was helpful, though, that I knew the original story. That's, but I agree that it could stand alone.
Yeah, so the original had three paragraphs of text before you saw the movie.
Which no one will understand.
Right, but if you saw the original, you didn't understand it then either because it was the first movie. So they did three paragraphs of text before the new movie that kind of told you, like, what
something
happened. Yeah, it's like Star Wars when the prologue goes by. You don't know who the Empire is. You don't know who anybody, Princess Leia, who's that, right? It's like, and then as the movie goes along, you figure it out. You know, so I think they did a really good job.
I'm going to highly recommend everyone in the sound of my beautiful voice go see the original because there's...
Because it's awesome. Close.
I'm just going to say there's references.
All right, sure there
Tommy. Yeah, but you're not supposed to say that.
Okay.
Tommy, Blade Runner 2049 is 2 hours and 43 minutes long. Did you feel it?
I had to go to the bathroom really bad by the end of that thing. Sarah and I were looking at each other.
We
like,
ran.
Oh, by the way,
the
you are awesome. Just like you. You are an awesome person to see a movie with.
Why is that?
Because you don't say anything.
No, there's no talking.
No. There are people who talk, and
I said a few things. Like at one point, I went, "I really have to pee."
Yeah, well, I said that too as I was squirming.
Oh, and then also that one. There's one scene where there's just like this crazy, like almost atonal stabs that are just, and you're just so in the scene, and I was like, "Oh my god, I love this movie."
Mm-hmm.
But it was wicked quiet when I said it, and I was like, "I said that too loud."
No.
Yeah, we heard you.
We just looked at each other a couple times, eyebrow raises and stuff. I think there's the death penalty for people who talk in movies. I think that's
human. Yeah.
Whatever. Yeah. Tommy, you're considered the greatest jazz drummer alive in the United States, if not the world.
Is that true?
Yeah, it is.
You're considered the greatest jazz drummer alive in the whole wide world.
According to a bunch of different magazines.
I want a Grammy.
Who's read his bio besides me? Raise your hand if you've read his bio.
No.
Okay.
Oh,
well,
you read his bio?
It's in his bio. He's the greatest jazz
I won
drummer.
A couple of awards polls. That's why people say that, but it's ridiculous. It's, I don't know.
Anyway, you're a musical genius. You know music in your sophisticated taste. How was the musical score for Blade Runner 2049?
Challenging. So the guy who wrote the original one was a guy named Vangelis, and you know him because he wrote Chariots of Fire.
That's the big one.
And it's a very synthy, you know, futuristic score. So the guy who was going to write the score for Blade Runner 2049 got fired. And Hans Zimmer did the music. He took it over.
It's a good choice.
Because he wanted it to emulate the first movie's music. And it's really synthy. And it's really, like Sarah was saying, like atonal with the stabs and everything. It's just...
It was so great for the tension, though. I mean, it really was a huge part of the movie.
Yeah. It's just super, super synthy, you know? And
you didn't love that?
It was...
You didn't love it? So you can be honest?
No, how can I say? I would never listen to it alone without the movie playing.
Is this what we're listening to right now?
Yeah.
Turn it up.
Sounds like the beginning of a...
Which part was this?
Any 1980... circa mid-1980 rock song. You know, that's like the D50
It's going to break into the final countdown in a second.
It's almost the Van Halen jump sound.
Tommy.
Yeah.
I know there's a couple of performances you loved, but let's start with Ryan Gosling. He clearly was the star. Was he the right choice? Did he do a good job? How was he?
Spectacular.
Spectacular is right.
He's never been, right? Don't you agree? He's never had a bad performance. I've never seen him in a movie where he wasn't, spectacular.
Is there anyone else you really stuck out to?
Oh, yeah, come on.
He has a girlfriend, everyone. Outside of his fiancée, he has a girlfriend.
Anna de Armas.
Anna Armas, yeah.
Oh, my Lord.
What
she's beautiful.
A little donut she is.
Well, I saw her. She was in War Games.
War Dogs.
War Dogs.
War Games. War Games. The 80s, everyone.
Exactly. Thank you.
She's the original.
And I saw her in that, and she stole. Every time she came on screen, the screen just lit up. And I was really excited to see her in this, and she did not disappoint.
No, do you want to say she is in this or no?
Well, I referenced that there's a. If you saw the movie Her with Joaquin Phoenix and the voice of Scarlett Johansson, it's along those lines, although she's more. Embodied,
yes.
But not I don't want to say too much, but she's a delightful addition. You just love her, and you really feel their relationship.
You know, I mean, you got to point out, man. They did a great job with not overusing CGI in this, and the CGI they did use was tasteful, not overdone. It like that, without giving anything away, she is tied in with technology in some way.
Oh boy, that's too much.
No. The whole thing is technology.
That one scene where she gets a physical person.
Right.
It's sort of like what happens in Her. The CG on that
was... The CG
was
amazing. Incredible. Absolutely incredible.
Without giving too much away of the plot, because we're not going to give away the plot, the film revolves around a mystery. Sarah, Tommy, was the mystery compelling? Were you able to figure it out ahead of time? Did it hold your attention till the end? Was it satisfying?
It was satisfying. It did hold my attention. I wished that I hadn't drank so much Diet Coke because honestly, 2 hours and 47 minutes is a long time. But I thought the twists were excellent. Your expectations got turned around a couple of times, and there were some excellent clues as the thing went on, and it was a very satisfying reveal, I thought.
Yeah, and I think it's so great to see a movie that doesn't pander. They're not treating you like children. There's a lot of unanswered stuff.
You are figuring this out.
Yeah. It's like it's a challenging piece. It's like I was thinking about you and we were talking about, do you think people are going to like it? And
yes.
I said, and I came down on the side of, it's going to be very binary. If you're the kind of person who can handle a movie like this, and you can handle slow, and you can handle amazing visual presentation, and definitely not forcing it down your throat, then you are going to be a person who's going to just totally get into this. But if you want to turn your brain off and see
action,
dinosaurs eating people or whatever.
Jurassic Park.
World, I was thinking of.
Okay. Sarah, Tommy, will there be a sequel?
You say yes?
100%.
Absolutely.
How could they? They left it wide open. I mean,
at the end,
But the Jared.
That guy.
What about Jared?
Yeah.
Jared's hanging out.
Okay. I mean, I guess I can see it. I'll be a little bummed, but
I think they left that wide open. They did for that character to be the main thing.
Do you want there to be a sequel?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I did not expect to love this movie, and I agree with you 100%. I don't think everyone's going to. I loved this movie.
Do you have to see it on the big screen?
Wow. This is one of the ones that, man, that screen, we saw it on
the Dolby screen at the
Metro. Speakers all the way around. That was amazing.
Spaceship. We saw it on the Star Trek Enterprise.
Yep.
That was crazy.
Do you have to see it on the big screen?
No,
I'm going to say yes. You absolutely must. And you must see the first one, too, to understand this. Sum it all up. Let me just say this. Thank God I watched the original a month ago. I implore you, watch the first one. Personally, I didn't like the 1982 version of Blade Runner. But 2017 is solid. It brings forth a really great moral dilemma. And I'm excited for the sequel. I'm going to give it, I wrote 3 3/4, but I'm going to bump it up to 3 7/8 Persian rug.
Wow.
It's incredible. Wow.
You got to sum it all up and then give your rating.
Oh, really? Is that how I do it?
Yeah. Give it a sum it
up. Is that how I do it? Wow, that was just something to see live. And by the way, I'm looking over my shoulder to make sure Scott doesn't knife me in the back while I'm doing this thing.
we told security not to let him back in the building.
What was that?
Oh,
what?
He loves you. He's just jealous.
He's cutie poo. All right,
but aren't you used to that, everyone being jealous?
What?
I'm sure other drummers are super jealous around you.
Of what?
Your mad skills. All right,
yeah,
sum it all up.
Kind of, but it's all right. All right, so sum it all up. It was absolutely spectacular. Go if you don't want to turn your brain off. You want to turn your brain on. Also, if you're into legacy and how, like Force Awakens really tied into the legacy of Star Wars with a lot of respect from J.J. Abrams, you can feel the love of the original when you see this film. And it's just an artistic statement that you cannot miss. It's absolutely fantastic. I am giving it 4.25 cowbells.
Oh.
Hold on.
That's a lot of cowbells.
We're ready. Do it.
All right.
Hold on.
Oh.
That's 4.
Where's the quarter?
Here's the quarter.
Tommy, thank you for being our guest reviewer today.
Thank you. So much fun.
Are you just like at Tommy Igo on everything?
I'm at Tommy Igo on everything. Just a big old...
And then, like, is there a Groove Conspiracy website or something?
It's just my name and
everything's
there.
Look for Tommy Igo. You'll find him. Believe me, that guy's all over social media. And he's joining us for The Secret Show, too. Thanks, guys. At 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Well, Tommy Igo's in for it on The Secret Show from Vinny's got some questions.
Yes.
Vinny is fascinated.
Well, I just had questions for you guys.
Yeah.
And then why don't you ask
the questions down there? We'll answer. You'll get our answers there. And then he can confirm or deny. I don't know how forthcoming he'll be.
How honest he'll be.
Some people are super honest on The Secret Show, and other people have like an image to protect, and he strikes me as an image guy. I don't know.
Oh, he does?
He does.
But isn't that part of the image? He's a rock star.
I don't know. I don't know how he'll feel. He's got a family, too, though, you know.
Oh, so, the old family thing.
The old family thing, yeah. So we'll find out. We'll have him on The Secret Show. We'll torture him for a while, and then we'll do a bad advice.
Okay. Hey.
All right.
Yeah, it should be fun. So you can find that around noon at RadioAlice.com. Tommy Igo's going to be on The Secret Show. We'll find out everything
and then promote where Scott's going to be.
Oh, Scott is going to be at the Village
Club?
Theater. No, he's there now waiting to hoping that we'll call him to join us on The Secret Show. He's going to be at the Village Theater in Danville on Saturday.
Oh, it's called the Village Theater.
I believe that's what he said when he was in here. Yeah.
Okay.
And Bryn is in a mood.
Trying to calm Scott down.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, that's what that is.
All right, have a great day, you guys, and we'll see you on Friday.
Yay!
Thank you. Woo!
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.